We have one light of Christ this morning, and we have that'll preach, because that's what we deal with in the world. You know, we got the light of Christ over here on this shoulder, and we got that other guy, the Antichrist, over here messing with us. So that's not a good thing. Anyhow, I want to share something with you before we get started with announcements. Pentecost is coming up soon, which is commonly known as the birthday of the church. I've been a Christ follower for a long time, and I love teaching of Christ. I like to analyze it and different things like that. But then I got to thinking the other day, we need to do more, because we are modern-day disciples. Christ's original disciples took the time to write down everything that Christ had told them, and we have it in the Bible, and for application in our life. Christ is important because his Holy Spirit comes within our spirit, and he lets us know all the things about him, continue to teach and preach the gospels. But sometimes we got to focus on what the church is all about, the New Testament church. So when Tina comes to do the reading this morning, it's not going to be an Old Testament reading. It's going to be out of Romans. And I'll probably refer to the Psalms a lot in some of my messages, because this morning, the Psalm 130 is our lectionary one, and it's about depression. It says, depression is often accompanied by an overwhelming sense of loneliness and self-loathing. As we descend in the darkness of our pain, our fear, and our loss, we sometimes assume that our depression separates us from God. We can even begin to feel that we have disappointed God and that he won't have any more to do with us until we get better. And according to this psalm, written by someone who had known the darkness of depression, God joins in the darkness. When we feel depression, repeat the psalmist's assurance to yourself that God's love is unfailing. Here's Psalm 130. It's a very short psalm. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord, and pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you keep a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you, better translated, love you. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word, and I long for the Lord more than centuries long for the dawn. Yes, more than centuries long for the dawn. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love and an overwhelming supply of, hear this church, salvation. He himself will free Israel from every kind of sin. And of course, that's the body of Christ.